So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, there are four categories of menachas. Yesh tu'unis hagasha ve'in tu'unis tenufa. The majority of menachas require only hagasha, that the vessel of the mincha be brought into contact with the maravis durembis corner of the mizbech. But they do not require tenufa, in which the kohen raises and waves the mincha in all directions. And hagasha v'tenufa. The minchas ha'imer and minchas kenayis require both hagasha and tenufa. And tenufa v'loi hagasha. The shtei alechem requires only tenufa b'no hagasha. And le tenufa v'loi hagasha. The lechem upon them and minchas nesachem require neither tenufa nor hagasha. Our Mishnah elaborates on the first category. Ve'elu tu'unis hagasha, ve'ein tu'unis tenufa. The following 10 menachas that are brought by yachad an individual, which include minchas kehanim and minchas kohen mashiach, require only hagasha but no tenufa. Mechas Aseilis, Vahamachavas, Umacheshes, Vahachalis, Verakikin, Mechas Kehanim, Mechas Koy Mashiach, Mechas Nachar, Mechas Nashim, and Mechas Chayte. Rav Shimon disagrees and says, Mechas Kehanim, Mechas Koy Mashiach, Imbehen Hagasha, Lafisha Imbehen Kemitza. The Mechas Kehanim and Mechas Koy Mashiach do not require Hagasha because they do not have Kemitza and are completely burned on the Mizbeach. And Vacholsha Imbehen Kemitza, Imbehen Hagasha. All Menachas that do not have Kemitza do not require Hagasha. The Gemara explains that the Machlekes is based on the pasuk of Minchas Adava that refers to Hagasha. The word HaMincha teaches that Hagasha must be done while the Mincha is still whole before Kemitza. And this pasuk alone is a source that Hagasha is required for the five Minchas Nadava that are mentioned in this parsha: Minchas Aseilas, Vamachavas, or Macheshas, Vachalas, Verkikin. Now, the pasuk also contains three Meutin, exclusive words, and three Ribuyin, inclusive words. The three Meutin are in the words Me'ela, and the letter He at the end of both Behikriva and Vegisha. And the three Ribuyin are Esamincha and Behavesa and Behikriva. The Gemara explains that all agree that the word Me'ela comes to exclude Shtei Halechem Lechem Apanim. They do not require Hagasha because these Menachas differ from the five Menachas Nandava and that She'ein Mehen Le'ishim. These Menachas are not burned on the Mizbeach but are completely consumed by the Kehanim. While in the five Menachas Nadava, the Kemitz is burned on the Mizbeach, and the Shiraim is consumed by the Kehanim. And they all agree that the letter Hey in Be'ikriba comes to exclude Minchas Nesachim, that does not require Hagasha, because this Mincha differs from the five Menachas Nadava, and that She'ein Abo Beglal Atzma. And Minchas Nesachim is brought merely as part of a Karban, and not in its own right, while the five Menachas Nadava are brought in their own right. And the Machlekes is in whether there is a third Miut through the letter Hey in Vehigisha. Tanakama holds Vehigisha is not considered a miut. Therefore, as a mincha includes all the remaining menachas that are brought from chit and wheat, which includes mechas kohanim, mechas kohen mashiach, mechas nachar, mechas nashim, and mechas chayti. Because these menachas are similar to the five menachas nadava, and that sheyesh men leishim ubo beglal atzma. All these menachas are burned on the mizbech and are brought on their own right. While Reb Shimon holds Vehigisha is considered a miut and comes to exclude mechas kohanim, mechas kohen mashiach. Because these menachas differ from the five menachas nadava, and that she'ein mehen lekehanim. These menachas are not consumed by the kehanim, but are completely burned on the mizbeach. While in the five menachas nadava, the kaimitz is burned on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is consumed by the kehanim. And according to Reb Shimon, as a mincha only includes menachas nachram, menachas nashim, and menachas chayte, because these menachas are similar to the five menachas nadava, and that ba beglal atzma. V'yesh men le'ishim, v'yesh men lekehanim. All these menachas are brought in their own right, and the kaimitz is burned on the mizbeach. And the Shirayim are consumed by the Kehanim. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlokes in the two other Ribuyin of Ve'evesa and Ve'kriva. Shimon says Ve'evesa l'rabis minchas ha'imer l'hagasha. The word Ve'evesa teaches that a minchas ha'imer that comes from sa'irin barley requires hagasha, as we find the word hava associated with the minchas ha'imer in the pasuk Ve'evesa mis'imer reishis kitzirchem elakayin. And Ve'kriva l'rabis minchas ha'imer l'hagasha. The word Ve'kriva teaches that a minchas ha'imer that also comes from sa'irin also requires hagasha, as we find the word hakrava associated with the minchas ha'imer in the pasuk Ve'hikriv Eisa el mizbeach. While Rabbi Yehuda says Ve'vesa l'rabis minchas ha'imer l'hagasha, the word Ve'vesa teaches that a minchas ha'imer requires hagasha, as we find the word hava associated with the minchas ha'imer in the pasuk Ve'hivias karbana Allah. And the source for minchas ha'imer is derived through a binyan av, a logical comparison from both minchas chayte and minchas seite, and that both minchas chayte and minchas seite require hagasha, even though lay ruazeh karoizeh, but lay ruazeh karoizeh. Each one possesses a unique chumrah. Minchas chayte shekein bo chitin, minchas chayte is brought from weed only, and minchas seite shekein bo lavar oven, and minchas seite confirms the seite's innocence or guilt. Nevertheless, atzad ha'shava shebehen shekein shabu l'kmitza v'shabu l'hagasha. Both menachas require kmitza, a kaimitz is separated and burned on the mizbeach, and they both require hagasha. So too, Minchas HaEmer, Sheshav Selehen LeKemitza, Tishvelen LaHagasha. Minchas HaEmer that requires Kemitza also requires Hagasha. And as Rashi explains, accordingly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole word Vekriva is needed to exclude that a Minchas Nesachim does not require Hagasha, because She'en Nebo, Beglal Atzma.